Okay, let's start our discussion of Parshas Tazria and Mitzora for this year. Again, one of those parshias that we say, oh, we're going to find an hour of material on Parshas Tazria and Mitzora, but Baruch Hashem, you know, they're usually together, so at least we have two parshias. So to start off with a little story I saw this afternoon. It's not on your sheet from the Chafetz Chaim. Obviously, we know the major portion of the parshias are about the halachas of Tzaraas, which Chazal tell us comes from the chait of Lashon Hara, even though that's nowhere in the Torah. Nowhere in the Torah does it say why one gets Tzaraas. We spoke about a little bit about that last year. But it's all about Lashon Hara. And as we know, the one that really brought Lashon Hara to the forefront of our minds was the Chafetz Chaim. Remember, my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig once commented that the godless of Yisrael Meir HaKohen from Radin, he says, you look at the Mishnah Berurah, it's amazing, but you understand how someone could write a Mishnah Berurah. Understand, it's based on all the Mefarshim before him. He takes all the Magen Avrams and the Tazes and the Prima Gadims. It's probably, you could fathom how he came up with it. He had to choose. It's an amazing work. But at least you could fathom it. But if you look at a Sefer Shmiras HaLashon, the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, where he created an area of halacha where there was none beforehand. He searched the entire corpus of halachic literature for every chazal and every gemara and every source that related to Lashon Hara, and he codified it, and he put it in order. That's his gavus. That's his uniqueness. It wasn't just that he piled on what was before him, but he, like the tour in his time, he took everything and organized it. And he created Hilchos Lashon Hara. We didn't have Hilchos Lashon Hara before the Chafetz Chaim. And he was the one. So when the Chafetz Chaim finished his work, the story is told that he went to a certain Rav Yadua Mefursam. This is in the Karas L'Shavas Oneg. He quotes the story. And he went to a certain Rav to get a Haskama. And Haskama, and the Rav says, you're such a young Avrech, a young man. You should be writing Svarim about such halachas chamuros. Sorry. Can't give you a sky. I don't know if you're worthy. You're so young. I'm not giving you a scum. Okay. Chafetz Chaim left the house. On his way out, he bumps into this Rav's brother. And this Rav's brother sees that Chafetz Chaim's a little upset. So he says that, what happened? He's like, oh, your brother, he didn't give me a skama. So the Chavitz, he saw he was upset. And he says, don't worry, my brother's an auction. You know, don't worry about it. He's a stubborn person. He doesn't give any askamas. Don't worry about it. And the Chafetz Chaim says, don't say that. I'm sure he has a good reason. I'm sure there's a reason. I am young. You know, maybe I'm not worthy. The brother was so inspired by the reaction of the Chafetz Chaim that the Chafetz Chaim didn't take it personally. That was his reaction. Oh, there must be something. He could have just said, yeah, your brother is an auction. But he didn't say that. He said, there must be. He ran in to tell his brother, the Rav. This is what his reaction. The Rav ran out and said, I'm giving you Haskama. I see you not only write about it, but you live it. You must be a person who's worthy to write such a sefer. And that's why he gave him Haskama. I don't know who the Rav was, but that's the story that is told. That Chafetz Chaim he didn't just write the Chafetz Chaim. He lived the Chafetz Chaim. Miha isha Chafetz Chaim, Netzar Lashoncha Meira. Okay, and we start. Oh, I forgot the Chumashim. We start our discussion, the beginning of Parshas Tazria, Isha Ki Tazria, the first Rashi on the Parsha. It's quoted in the beginning of source number 1, Pirish Rashi. Kishem sheyitziraso shel Adam achar ko behema chayev ha'of, b'masa Bracious. Just like creation of man, thinking back to Parshas Bracious, was the last stage of creation. Everything was created before man. Man was the last. So too, kach toraso nisparsha achar toras behema chayev ha'of. So too, the halachas of tuma and tara of mankind, is explained after all the other halachas. The end of Parsha Shmini is all about the tame animals, the tahar animals, hilchas kashrus. After all the animals are discussed, then man comes. Just like in the order of Maisa Bracious. And all the hilchas of tuma and tara, basically for the next Tazria, Mitzora, Tum and Tara is described, the end of Mitzora, as well the other halachas of Tum and Tara, Zav, Zava, and others. So man, the halachas of man are described after the halachos of animals. Says Rav Zevin, Hakadima bizman lo tamid, mishameshes kadima b'chashivas. Something that is first or early is not always the more chashiv. is not always the more important. Yesh achron achron chaviv. Right, we have the principle of sometimes firsts are the greatest, but sometimes achron achron chaviv. V'yom haShabbos yochiach. Shabbos proves it to me. Sheishes yimei hachol kodmim v'achareim Shabbos. Obviously, Shabbos is the goal of the week, and Shabbos is last. V'yapruzdar tamid kodem l'traklin. And the hallway is always before the traklin, the palace. So sometimes you have the end, the last one on the list is the goal. That's Shabbos. But on the other, that's achron achron chaviv. But other times you have, the first is the best. Ulu'umadzeh, oh, in Yonah Diyoma, Rosh Chodesh, for Rosh Hashanah, HaChashiv is Barosh. Rosh Chodesh is obviously, you know, more Chashuv than the day after Rosh Chodesh, as we celebrate tonight Aleph Iyar. V'seder HaMadregos B'Kriyas HaTorah, also Kriyas HaTorah. Kohen comes first, Kohen Levi Yisrael, HaChashuv Chashuv Rishon, V'chem B'dos Slavchad. So it says of Zevin, sometimes you find first is the best, and sometimes, like kids, like if a child gets to be first, they say, oh, I'm the best. But if they're not the first, then they say first is the worst. Right? And then the second is the best. Right? So it depends on perspective. So when is first the best and when is last the best? Says of Zevin, it depends. Im ha-muktam v'ha-me'uchar heim bi-yachas shalem so'i v'tachlis ha-me'uchar chashuv. If the list of items is a stepping stone in order to achieve a certain result. So then, obviously, the result is the most important. If it's a process, if it's a way of getting to a matara, ha matara hita mitzofit, right? That's adam amel v'yagia b'kam emsa'im b'tachbulo b'shvilo shalacharona yasigas ha matara shehitzivlo. We try hard and hard with all different strategies to get to our goal. So when you have a list where you have certain parts of a process where the end is the goal, then obviously the end is the most important. Afi me'achol, like a weekdays. Hayom yom rishon l'shabbos. Hayom yom sheni l'shabbos. So if it's goal-oriented, then the last on the list is the ultimate. Avav, skipping a line. Im ha'echad tzorach l'sakin es ha'sheni u'lashpia mikocho alav. But if the purpose of the list is that the first should influence and set the tone and be mashpia on all that follow, so then the first is the most important. Harosh ha'mashpia kol haguf. V'rosh chodesh ha'kol ha'chodesh. V'rosh ha'shana ha'kol ha'shana. So it depends. Are we talking about certain number of items which lead up to a certain goal? Or are we talking about a first which is supposed to set the tone? Says Rav Zevin, what's man? What's man? Man was created last. But on the other hand, we know, Sof Masav Machshava Tchila. That's Shabbos, but it's also man. So it all depends, says Rav Zevin. It depends how we use and make use of our own lives. Ha'adam nivra ba'achrona, zeo chashivuso, v'zeo chisrono. It's a double-edged sword. We are created last, like Shabbos is the end of the week, so we can be last, achron, achron, chaviv. We have that potential. If we use everything that was in front of us, and we are the goal, we use everything, like the Kuzari writes, the pyramid of the creation, the bottom level, the inanimate objects, the domain, the rocks, the dirt, the next level up, the tzomeach, those that are alive, the plants, the trees, the next level up, animals, chai, and the highest level, man is medaber, those who speak. What does that pyramid symbolize? Says the Kuzri, that everything under man services man to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we have that outlook and we use everything in the Bria for us, then we're achron achron chaviv. We're the tachlis. Zacha Adam, hari kol ha'olam mishamesh lo la'emsa'i, u'bishvilo nivra ha'olam. We can have that outlook. That's why Rashi in the first Rashi is the last. Doesn't say that if it's positive or negative. Rav Zevin says, it can be either or, it depends what we make of it. If we use it positively, then we're on the top. Anochi asisi eretz, bishvil viha Adam ala barasi. Adam nivra be'erev Shabbos, the Gemara says. Adam was created right before Shabbos, so right away he could have a suda. Can't wait. Can't wait for the Kogel. So he's created right before Shabbos, so right away, boom, he could be created. So that's why he is created first. He is created last, I'm sorry, because all other animals serve him. End of line 23. Aval im ha'adam mekalkelos ma'asav. But if we don't make use of what's around us properly, harehu garua mehabahema, then we're last because we're the lowliest. Because we have the most potential and we don't use it. So then everything before us has adifut. Habehema misnaheges al kalpanim ufi midosei hativiyot. Animal at least acts based on instincts. Shekava bo hayotzer. That Hashem breathed into him. V'ha'adam imhu mashchis es darko al ha'aretz hu pogim gam b'midosav ativiyos. And it makes us even worse. And therefore, that's the other chazal. That if man thinks he's so great, what does Hashem say? The mosquito was created before you. Line 29. Shim tazuach daito alav omrim lo yitush kadamcha. B'mikra zeh hakadima shal yatush hi chashivuto. The mosquito is more chashav because he's better than us. If we're not acting properly. And therefore, it's all tali on us. Is it going to be Yitush Kadamcha, or is it going to be Acharon Acharon Chaviv? We have to make of it what we can. That gets the ball rolling. First Rashi on the Parsha. And we continue into the Parsha. Beginning of Tazria. There are some Chumashim over here, if anybody wants to look in. Beginning of Tazria, Isha ki Tazria v'yolda Zachar, woman has a baby boy, v'tama shivas yamim, kimeni das tevosa titma. She's tummy for 7 days, like a woman who was a nida. We discussed a little bit about that last year, the halacha of tumas yoledes. Uva yom hashemini, yimo basara laso. And on day 8, baby boy gets a bris. Ushloshim yom, and then it continues, ushloshim yom, shloshim yamim, yimei tohar. The Vilna Gaon was once asked, you have this in source number 2. The Vilna Gaon was once asked by his Talmidim, we have many laws that the reason doesn't seem to apply anymore. So do we have to still keep those laws? Even if the reason doesn't apply anymore? Right? Some suggest taking medicine on Shabbos. Right? We don't grind medicine anymore. Right? So why can't we take medicine on Shabbos in certain cases? So the Talmidim of the Gra asked the Gra. Sho'ol Talmidav L'Rabbeinu, mitzvah sheish latam, ubehemshach hazman is batal latam. They asked him on a daraisa level, not a darabanan level. A mitzvah that has a reason. If the reason does not apply anymore, hayim chiyav ha-mitzvah b'mkoma omedes, do we say the mitzvah is still intact or not? And the Gra answers, bris milah. That's what he answered. So nobody knew what he meant. Bris milah, what does bris milah have to do with anything? So the Chayyadam happened to be sitting there. The Chayyadam was the Gruz Mechutin and the Gruz Talmud. And the Chayyadam, the Chachmas Adam, many of the stories that we have from about the Gra, and many of the, even the Nihugim, are in the Chayyadam. The fact that the Gra slept in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in the snow, just to show everybody that in Chutz Laretz you have to sit in the Sukkah, right, that's from the Chayyadam, is quoted. The fact that the Gra didn't like flowers in the shul on Shavuos, because he felt like it was paralleling another religion where they have trees in the houses, so he says, that's from the Chayyadam, in Hilchos Shavuos. So the Chayyadam, who was a Talmud of the Mechutin of the Gra, was sitting there at the time when the Gra gave this ambiguous answer, that Mila, what does Mila have to do with anything? So the Chayyadam says, Rebbe, could I answer? Could I guess what you meant? So he says, sure, go right ahead. Says the Chayyadam, Pirish Bala Chayyadam is Divrei Agra Bafanav. De Amru Chazal, Mipnei Ma Amr Torah Mila Bishmini. Why does the Torah say Bris Mila is on day 8? Obviously, Gzeres HaKasa, but Chazal Maseches Nida give a reason. Why on day 8? Kidei Shelo Yiyu Kulam Smechim V'Aviv Imo Atzevim. So that everybody is having a big simcha. Everybody has a big simcha at the Bris. Just had a baby boy. But the parents are upset. Because we know the halacha of this week's Parsha. The first 7 days after a baby is born, a husband and a wife are not allowed to touch each other. You make that's a din daraisa. You make tumah. So if you have the bris on day 5, the husband can't give his wife a hug after the bris. Right? So it'll be very upsetting, says Chazal. Bris milah on day 8. Day 8, everybody's happy. The family is happy. The husband and wife are happy. Wonderful. She tmeh aleh the kol shiva yamim. Ulafizeh continues the chayadam. But nowadays, says the Chayyadah, Machshav Shebalu Dam Torah, that whole halacha doesn't apply anymore. We don't have 7 and 33, or 14 and 66, right? We don't, any type of dam, we wait. Ve'nisha Torah L'Bailat Shetisper Shivinakiyim. So, it's many, many more weeks. So, if you follow the reason of the Torah, says the Gra, when should the Bris Milah be? 2 months after the baby's born. Imkin Kam B'Shmini Avivim Atzevim. And yet, Bris Milah's on day 8. Umikol makom, malam b'yom hashmini. So what do you see from there? The din is the din. The mitzvah is the mitzvah. Even if the reason doesn't seem to us to apply anymore, the mitzvah is the mitzvah. Am I right? And the Gra shook his head, yes. Grasha goes, yep, Chai Yadam got it. The Nanalo Agobarosho Kilazek Kivain. If you get a nod from the Gra, your life is made. Right? You could be the Mechutin if you get a nod from the Gra. And the Gra gave him the nod. Alright, so that's the an example, and I didn't give it to you in the footnotes there, so it's a quoted Gra by others. The Gra also writes that there are 100 reasons for every halacha. Daraisa and Darabanan. And even if we think one of the reasons does not apply anymore, there are many more reasons. The Meshech Chachma quotes this Vilna Gaon in the context of Yantav Sheni. Yantav Sheni is not a Suffolk anymore in Chutz La'aretz. Says the Meshech Chachma from Dvinz, quoting the Gra from Vilna, Chutz La'aretz, there are many reasons why there are 2 days of Yantif, and it's not we don't have the authority to change or to modify any halacha because we think the reason doesn't apply anymore. Let's talk a little bit more about Bris Mila before we get into the Tzaraas issues. A little bit more about Bris Mila. Look at the context. Look back in the beginning of the Parsha. The Pasuk is quoted seemingly right in the middle of the halachas of a Yoledes. Pasuk Beis. What does Pasuk Beis say? Dabrel ben Yisrael lemar, that's halachas of Yimei Tuma. Yimei Tuma. 7 days. 7 days after a woman has a baby boy, she's tummy for 7 days. The very next pasuk, Bris Mila. Okay, it's on day 8, chronologically. But it's interesting that it's stuck right there. And after that, pasuk Dalid, it tells us the time period of Yemei Tahara, the 33 days for a boy. Why is Bris Mila stuck in there? We also happen to know Bris Mila from elsewhere in the Torah. Parshas Lech Lecha Vayera, so that we already know. Okay, it's repeated. Many mitzvahs are repeated. But is there a reason why Bris Mila is stuck right in the middle between the Yimei, the birth, so to speak, the Yimei Tumah and the Yimei Tara? So I once heard the following idea from, again, my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig. What's the Tam HaMitzvah behind Bris Mila, the Hashkafa behind the mitzvah? This could be said if anybody ever has to speak in a bris. This is a good thought to say, or at a Shalom Zachar for that matter. Says the Sefer Achinuch Mitzvah Beis. Second mitzvah discussed by the Sefer Achinuch. We Sharshi Mitzvah Zu. What is the Hashkafa behind Bris Mila? Lefi Sheratza Hashem Yisbarach Likvoa Ba'am Asher Hivdil Yos Nikra Al Shmo. Hashem wanted to have a permanent sign on the nation that he chose. Os kavua begufam, lahavdilam mishar ha'amim b'tzuras gufam, to make them different. K'moshe muvdala man b'tzuras nafshosam, just like we are spiritually different, we should be physically different. And he continues and says, v'ratza, through to last line, v'ratza lios ha'ashlama al yedei ha'adam, v'lo b'ra'o shalom mibeten. Why didn't God create us circumcised? If that was the goal 8 days later, wouldn't it have been easier? Save us the trouble, like Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Just create a circumcised. Why don't you just do that? He has to make us do it? Says the Sefer Achinuch, thank you. Lirmoze love, it's to hint to us. Ki kashler tashlim tsuras gufo al yado, kein biyado lahashlim tsuras nafsho, behechsher pu'ulosav. The message of Bris Mila is to teach the message of self-perfection to the human being. Just like we have the power to self-perfect our physical bodies, we have the power to self-perfect our spiritual bodies. At a young age, we learn our physical bodies. Hashem didn't do it. We did it. We finished the job. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ad kan, I'm doing v'sulo. The Alshech HaKadosh says, he points out that the name that's associated in the Torah with Bris Mila is the name Shakai. Shakai of name Hashem, Sha'amar olam dai, the Gemara says, that I said, this is enough. Hashem says, this is what I'm doing too, and the rest is up to you. It's about self-perfection. It's about God saying, I'm doing this, and you got to do the rest. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, that's the message of Bris Mila. God stepping aside, man taking center stage. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim has a very different suggestion for what the message of Bris Mila is. Below Nitna Mitzvah Zu, source number 4, Lahashlim Chesron Abriya. This mitzvah is not about perfecting anything in creation. Man is created perfect. The Rambam says, did God create anything imperfect? That would reflect something negative about God. You can't say that. God created a perfect world. Man is perfect. You know why we do Bris Mila? Rak Lahashlim Chesron Hamidos. It's to teach us self-sacrifice. Sacrificing for God. V'hanezek ha-hu ha-gufani ha-magi ha-lebra hu-hu ha-mechuvan. Asher li-pasid bo-davar min ha-pu'ulo sh'me'em ha-midas ha-ish. This, there's no permanent effect, physically, to bris milah, says the Rambam. And yet, it symbolizes a sacrifice for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God doesn't ask us to permanently injure ourselves. But he asks us to take a symbolic act that will show, God, we sacrifice for you. You are in charge. You're in charge. We sacrifice. We are the servants. That's what bris milah is about. Acknowledging that God is in charge. So if you think about it, these are somewhat opposite suggestions. The Sefer HaChinuch says bris milah is about the greatness of man. Man can self-perfect himself. God steps aside and man takes center stage. What is the Rambam saying? Bris milah is about self-sacrifice. Man lowering himself. Man saying, God, you're in charge. I am just your servant. I am sacrificing for you. That's the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch. Said Rav Rosenzweig, maybe that's why it's right in the middle of the Yemei Tumah and the Yemei Tara. What does the Yemei Tumah symbolize? At the moment of birth, husband and wife, they have taken part in the miracle of creation. The Gemara Nida says there are three partners of creation, the mother, the father, and God. At that moment, mankind feels invincible. We've done it. We have partnered with God in creation. At that moment, you know what is demanded? Yemei Tumah. Realize that you're not exactly the divine creator. Separate and realize that there is Tumah now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Self-sacrifice a little bit. That's Tumah. There's a sacrifice there. To Halacha. Once we have that acknowledgement, then already there could be the Yemei Tara. There could be this full celebration. With the deeper acknowledgement after the self-sacrifice, I could then be even more fulfilled, taking part and realizing I partnered with God, but He is really the ultimate creator. Milah, which has both elements of self-perfection, of completion by man, and self-sacrifice, is put right in the middle between Yemei Tumah and Yemei Tara, because it has both of these themes, and maybe that captures what both are meant to be about. Okay, one more idea about Milah. Again, it is Parshas Tazria, give me a little flexibility. We'll have one thought on Tzaras, two thoughts on Tzaras. One more thought on Milah, it's a Medrash. Turning the page. It says the Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Tetzaveh. Medrash Tanchuma Kasav. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, katan l'kamanimol. When is a katan, when does he get a bris milah? Katan imol l'shmona. 8 days. Matam, why? Kishem shenimol Yitzchak avinu. Shenemar, vayomol as Yitzchak beno ben shmonas yamim. Avram gave milah. How do you know why 8 days? Because Avram gave bris milah to his son Yitzchak ben shmonas Yamim, when he was Shmonas Yamim. Okay, ask the Shaul Umeshiv, Rav Nathanson, the Divrei Shaul. Divrei Medrash Tumu Aman Meod. V'chieni Odeh Pasuk Meforish Batorah. What's the Medrash saying? Are one of the Tanoim, the Medrashim were written by Tanoim. One of the Tanoim asked the Rebbe, "How do you know Bris Milah on day 8? Oh, because Avram gave Yitzchak a Bris Milah on day 8. He didn't know that story. He was absent that day. What's the question and what's the answer? Well, Matzorach Yishlomo, Devazem Yitzchak Avinu, says the Shaul Umeshiv, one of the great Achronim, line 7. Avram Avinu Malas Bino B'machshava Kol Shmonas Hayamim. The student was bothered. It doesn't say on day 8. It says Shmonas Yamim. 8 days. What do you mean 8 days? That's the secret of the Medrash. Bris Milah happens on day 8. What do you mean 8 days? It's one moment in time. The answer is that Avram Avinu, he didn't just do Bris Milah on day 8. He did Bris Milah for 8 days. Meaning, every second of those 8 days, he was yearning. He was preparing. He was getting psyched. He was doing his preparations to get ready because he wanted to do it already. He was so inspired to do it. And the yearning we have for a mitzvah, and the striving we have to do a mitzvah, and all the hachanis that we have to do the mitzvah, that's a chelik of the mitzvah also. That's a chiluk of the mitzvah. The zos mishum shekol shmonas hayamim haya avram avinu mishtokek umechake b'chol rega v'rega every second masai yagia ha'eis bo yuchal l'kayim esiv Hashem Yisbarach. When is it going to come already? I can't wait. I want to do the mitzvah already. So he gets credit for an 8-day mitzvah, not an 8th-day mitzvah. It's shmonas yamim. Ki'ilu, he did it. And that's what the pasuk means in the Medrash. Vayamo, what's the question? How do you know a baby gets meal on the eighth day? No, how do you know that if you really want to do it, and you really get into it, and you yearn for it, then a mitzvah counts for all 8 days? That's Avram Avinu. Lamanu shekolis kalalus shmonas hayamim malas Yitzchak b'no. And ends off this, before we do the end of it, this concept is not just a hashkafic concept, but it has importance halacha lamaisa as well. There was a question that is asked by all the Rishonim in Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Chaf Tes, because it would be related to source number 6. The Gemara in Daf Chaf Tes in Maseches Kiddushin quotes a pasuk to teach me that a woman is not obligated to give circumcision to her son. Quotes a pasuk. That's what the Gemara says. Asks Tosfos. Ask the Tosfos Rid. Ask all the Rishonim on that Gemara. What do you need a pasuk for to tell me that a woman is pater ptura from mila? Isn't it just another example of zman grama? Does zman grama talk? You can't do bris mila at night. You do bris mila at night. If you do it at night, you got to do it again. Hatafas dam bris. It's a pasul mila. You don't just say okay, it's okay, but the evan. No, mila balayla is no good. So it's a zman grama. So what do you need a pasuk for? We know all women are pturas from all time down mitzvahs. Why does the Gemara have to quote a separate pasuk? So says the Tosfos Rid in source number 6, Tshuva. Heichi, I didn't give you the question, but that's his question. Here's the answer. Heichi amrina de mitzvahs asei shazman grama nashim pturos. When do we say that a mitzvahs asei, a time bound mitzvah, women are exempt from hani mili mitzvah tatalya begufa? That is by mitzvahs that have one act that is required. Vihi eino mitzvah elo lizman yadua. There is a specific time for the mitzvah. Velo b'chozman lulav. You shake a lulav today, nothing to do beforehand. Ava mitzvah delo talya begufa. But a mitzvah that is not dependent on one moment in time to do an act. Where am I? Kagon lamulas bina. Afagav line 6. Demilas haben yesh lazman. Yes, you're right. The ultimate act has a time. Nehita kavu azman leben hanimo. From the son's point of view, it's one moment. Aval ha'av. Shetzivu abore lehisasik bemilas bino. But from the father's point of view, he has a mitzvah from the moment of birth until the moment of the milah. A mitzvah of hisaskus, of involvement, of busying himself. Ha'esek ahu ein lo zman. That esek is not time bound. It's yom v'layla, day and night. Shebein b'yom v'bein b'layla yitrach v'yachin sarche milas b'no. He has to get everything ready. He has to call the mohel, and he has to get the caterer, because it's a sudas mitzvah, and he has to do this, he has to do that. That's all part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of bris mila. Hilkach, ilav oso. That's why you need a special pasuk to pater women. Because without that pasuk, this is not a regular zman grama. Havi mechayvinon gama isha ve'en azmana kavua l'chein potra the havamina. Again, the havamina is he tisasek bein bayom bein balayla achatamos benab zmano. So you see, it even has halachic significance. The hisaskus for 8 days, but obviously we're connecting right now from the shoal lemeshiv that shmonas yamim. It's for 8 days, and now we could do the final paragraph of source number 5. Chiddush gadol va'atzim lemeidim anu merayon zeh. What do we learn from this? Kasher choshev b'chaleisu b'chol rega masa yagia ha'eis l'kiyam ha'mitzvah la'asosa. It's not just about doing the mitzvah. It's about yearning to do the mitzvah. And wanting to do the mitzvah. And when am I going to get to do it? That's also a chelik of the mitzvah. Nechshev lo ki'ilu kfar asa. It's as if we already did it. U'makab lo leischar. And it's as if he gets char. Nimsa shiyachal adam arviach edim achshavas u'atovos. Right? You just start thinking and yearning. It's already part of the mitzvah. Related to this, in the Otsos HaTorah, when he quotes this thought from the Sholom Eshev, the Otsos HaTorah continues and quotes a related thought, again from the Vilna Gaon. We'll have a couple of gruz tonight. Right? The Vilna Gaon gives pshat to the pasuk in Tehillim. David HaMelech says, line 1 in source number 7, Binin hashtokukus l'mitzvos, regarding yearning for mitzvos, David HaMelech says, Sas anochi alin rasecha kamoti shalal rav. I am happy about your Torah, like finding a great treasure. We know there are many different ways of describing happiness in the Hebrew language. Sason, Simcha, Gila, Rina, Ditsa, Chedva. Every one of those, we know there are no synonyms in Judaism, in Lashon HaKodesh, I should say. Every word has a specific meaning. Different types of happiness. Sason and Simcha, the Gemara says. Different kinds of Simcha. A masa vafachad, we say in Az Yashir. Tibal and a masa vafachad. Ema and pachad. Different types of fear. Every word in tefillah. Right? It's just sometimes some person will say, kafal ha'inyi b'milam shonos. But most person will try to say no. Everything is exact. The Malbim will always try to say what is exact about every single word. So says the Gra, what is the word sus? Sason. Why was he sus on Torah? Sus on ochel marsecha. Could have used other words. Says the Gra, line 5. Bir agrazatzal. Lashon sason munach al davar shemigodel hasimcha nola lotuga. Sason is whenever there is great happiness, but there's a tinge. There's something, there's some drop of negativity, something there that bothers the person. Sason is majority engulfed in happiness, but there's a little bit of negative. So what, B'derach Dimyon, he gives a mashal. There are two people fighting, a man against his brother. One side beats the other side. And you're allowed to take all the spoils. Imagine if you win a shopping spree for 1 hour. You could go into a store for 1 hour and take whatever you want. It's amazing. Amazing. An hour? In the back of my mind, though, I'm like, only an hour? What am I going to get? I'm not going to be able to get everything. I'm not going to be able to get everything. It's an hour, but like, it's not infinite. It's finite. Even if I win, even though it's so happy, I can do whatever I want. Even though I won the war. But I only have a certain time to gather the spoils. Something's lacking. This tremendous spoils of gold and silver. But when he sees there's so much, I can't get everything. I would love to get it. I can't get everything. Because he can't get everything, it's a little disappointment. David HaMelech, sas anochi alim rasecha. What's the sas? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you gave me 5 billion lifetimes, I wouldn't be able to come close to understanding you. I'm so happy, sas anochi alim rasecha. But it's like that shopping spree, because we only have that finite amount of time. So there's the sas, it's amazing, but there's a little disappointment. That's why sas is used. So therefore, what's the Musar Haskel for us? He yearned for it, though. He wanted it. If we want it, if we yearn for it, it's as if we did it all. That's the message of Shmonas Yamim, putting the two thoughts together. It's impossible to do everything. Rechava Eretzor, it said, Pasuk in Iyov, Torah is wider than the seas, wider than the whole world. And we have Sason on the Torah, because we realize we can't do everything. But the secret then is to try to do as much as we can and yearn for more. And keep yearning for more. And yearning for the mitzvahs. And yearning for the Torah. Because in that way, Hashem considers it as Shmonas Yamim, not Yom HaShmini. If we're yearning and wanting it, so then, for always, it'll be as if we were involved in it always. Okay. Moving right along. Let's go to Perek Yud Gimel. Pasik Mem Hei. A halacha in Hilchas Saras. Yud Gimel Mem Hei. The end, towards the end of the parsha, the last pasik talking about Nega'im on the body. There are Nega'im on the body, Nega'im on clothing, and Nega'im on houses. So the pasik towards the end of Nega'im on the body, the pasik says, Pasik Mem Hei, Vatsaru Asher Bo'a Nega, the person who has Saras, Begadav Yufru Mim, he has to tear his clothing, Verosho Yefarua, he has to grow out his hair, the customs of an avel. The Gemara in Maseches Moed Katan in the third parak mentions a number of actions that apply both to somebody who has saras and somebody who is an avel. V'al safam yateh, he grows his mustache. V'tamei tamei yikra, he calls out tamei tamei. Who's the he? Who's calling out tamei tamei? The Kohen? Other people? Who's calling out tamei tamei? Rashi. Tamei tamei yikra. Mashmia shehu tamei v'yifreshu mimenu. Unbelievable. Rashi says, you know what the person has to do when he has saras? If he's walking on the street and somebody's coming close to him and he has to say, I have saras, stay away from me. What a terrible part of the onesh. Don't come close to me. I have saras. Right, that's mida keneged mida. Lashon hara kept people away from each other, so he has to keep people away from each other. Tamei, tamei, he has to tell people, tamei, tamei, tamei. That's what he has to do. That's Rashi. Chazal, though, in Maseches Shabbos have a different shot. Chazal tell us, in, it's quoted at the beginning of source number 9, Tanya, tamei, tamei, yikra, tsarich lohodio sa'aro larabim. He has to tell everybody the dire predicament that he is in. I'm sitting here all alone outside of the camp. I'm sick. I have these spots on me. And the Rabbim Yivatcho Lav Rachamim. If he keeps telling them, I'm so sick, help me, help me, they're going to daven for him. Tamei, tamei, yikra, call out so people daven for you. Says Rav Pinkus, there are many times in life that we see somebody in need. And what do? We feel sorry for them. We feel bad for them. We might even physically help them. Give them some money, help them across the streets, whatever it is. But how many times, asked Rav Pinkus, do we start davening for them? How many times do we say, right when we see the person, we don't have to wait till Shmoneh Esrei, put him in Rafayinu or Baruch Aleinu. Right when we see the person, right, start talking to Hashem. How many times do we do that? Says Rav Pinkus. Line 7. Let's go earlier. Line 3. Hine me advarm shenim soim b'teva yitzakol adam haganu. It's natural. Shakasha roa hu azulaso b'tzara. When we see my friend in a predicament, ubi yadalazer lo, and I can help him. Yochush lezraz v'ashayucha, we help the person. V'yin kemat adam ba'olam. Sheyiris chaveru nofel b'rachov. V'shos his dam. How many times do you see somebody lying on the street with blood coming out of them that you wouldn't help them? Come on. Everybody's going to help that person. I'll help him out. Or somebody that needs parnasi, doesn't have bread on the table. Right, of course he's going to try to help him. Line 12. Achein yesh lanu l'kalechad ve'echan me'itanu ohev v'rea yidin nefesh. But what we don't realize is that each of us knows the CEO of the world and has a personal relationship. And if there's somebody who needs a job, we get to talk to the boss. They get to talk to the boss too. But we get to talk to the boss. The more people that put in a good word with the boss, the more successful it could be. Avarachamon, Shayeshua's kulan biyadav, ubiyadenu likro elav avor chavireinu, shayazriya b'chol mashu tzarech. Right, we have that opportunity. We just forget to use it sometimes. We forget to turn to the ultimate. The Gemara says at the beginning of Brachas, somebody has the chance to daven for someone else and doesn't, they're called a sinner. Because you have such an opportunity. Imagine if you know the vice chairman. You know him. No, I'm sorry. I know I have lunch with the chairman every day. Sorry. Right? If I know the vice principal. Right? Come on. You have a connection. We have a connection. If we see somebody in need, we have to use it. And then he quotes a startling concept from the Levush. Levush, one of the early Achronim. We know the halacha, line 20. V'hinei gavei horig nefesh b'shkaga. The halacha is, if somebody kills b'shogeg, they go to the ear, have to run to the ear miklat. Ki yibim miklato yeshev. How long does he stay there? Ad mos hakohen hagadol. Until the kohen gadol dies. So it could be a week. It could be 75 years. You know, it could be however old the Kohen Gadol is. And Chazal tell us in Maseches Makis, She'imosei enshal HaKohanim Gadolim ha'yim esafkos l'goli ari miklat mozunu begadim. The mothers of the Kohanim Gadolim used to send care packages to the ari miklat. right? Special care packages. Why? So that these murderers, by accident, wouldn't daven to God that their little Kohen Gadol would die. So they used to send care packages, so, oh, it's not so bad here in the Ur Miklat. I have my Rebbe here. The Rebbe has to go to the Ur Miklat. I have nice people. I have the Levium here. Great people to live there. And I get these packages in the mail. It's great. Right? So that's what it was to get them not, It was to get them not to daven. Says the Levush, line 25. Why is this? What if they wouldn't send the care packages? So then the tfilis of these rotzchim, b'shogig, would affect the Kohen Gadol and would cause him to drop dead? Says the Levush, Lefisho hispalel, shelo yera takala zos b'Yisrael b'chayav. If the Kohen Gadol would have davened hard enough that every single Jew should be safe and nobody should be hurt and nobody should die b'shogig, it's because a little bit on his level, he didn't daven hard enough. Lochein balazu takalazu. That's why, if we could say such a thing, that's why this happened. Lochein chiva oso ator lazeshi yashu beir maklator mosa koina gadol. And he's upset. He can't go back. And he'll daven for the death of the Kohen Gadol. And his tefillah will be accepted, said the Levush. Mida kenegen mida. Mipnei shalois palel shalois. Hu yamush shalobis mano edit filoso sozeh. He didn't daven so nobody else would die. So said the Levush, so other people's tefillahs will be accepted, unless you have the care packages, that he should die. So you see the koach of a tefillah, the koach of somebody in need of davening. We have that power, says Rav Pinkus. Tamei, tamei yikra. What's the message for us when we hear that? There's somebody in need. Don't just give them money. Don't just send them an envelope. Don't just do chesed, but daven for them. That's what we need. Line 6, like turning the page, line 16. Kasha shomen alachole. When we hear somebody sick, pamim mefatim beis hakneses, pamim mimoda beiton. Right, when it says on a paper, please, rachman is for blank. And by the way, I forgot to mention, this year is l'refuah shalema. Speaking of, it's Gedalia ben Rivka. It says to announce this year is l'refuah shalema Gedalia ben Rivka, who, harav Gedalia ben Rivka. Yeah, who needs a refuah. Okay, the Chayshah Shomen Alachola, so when we hear about somebody who's sick in shul, the Einish Samalev, what do we do? Oh, okay, somebody needs a refuah. I don't know who they are. Oh, Kashish Shilas Rabbim, or Tehillim, or somebody says, we're just going to say a parak of Tehillim after davening, right? So I got to run. What do I have to run to? I have to run for, I don't know, whatever, what better reason is there to take 26 seconds to say Shurim Alas B'Mal Makim, together with the Tzibur? What could be more important? Who knows the power, the effect that we're not having because we're not davening? That is our responsibility. When we see somebody, when we see an ambulance go by, Magin David Adom, just say a parak of Tehillim. When we see a Jew in Bitzaris, okay, I don't have a, say I see somebody, I don't have my wallet on me and I can't give anything. So say a tefillah. Say a tefillah. Help this person. That's what we should do. That's what we learn. That's what we learn from Tamei Yikra of the Mitzorah. Okay, moving over to Parshas Mitzorah. Second Parsha, and start off again with a Vilna Gaon. We'll have one thought at the beginning of the Parsha, one thought in the middle of the Parsha, and one thought at the end of the Parsha. Says the Gra. Gemara says, beginning of source number 11, some might be familiar with this thought. This one is a somewhat known Gra. We'll make it well known right now. Anybody who's involved in Lashon Hara, or anybody who gives false testimony, that's not for us now, he's fit to be thrown to the dogs. A Lashon Hara speaker is fit to be thrown to the dogs. Shenemar lakelev tashlichun oso. Let me backtrack for a minute, even though I already gave away the punchline. But let me say this as a question. Skip two lines, and if you say this over on Shabbos, then many of the emails that I get, you say it on Shabbos, start off with the following question. Says Rav Papa, in Shabbos Kufnun Hei, fourth line, Les ta'anye makalba, v'les ta'asir mi'chazira. There's nobody poorer than a dog, and there's nobody richer than a pig. That's what Rav Papa says. What does that mean? The dog is the poorest animal, and the pig is the richest animal? Well, what makes a dog poor? What makes a chazer rich? Says the Gra, continuing, Eloki be'emetz kol ha'Torah b'pi ha'gvura shamanu. We know that every mitzvah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and has a divine origin. And yet, im kol zeh anu ro'im, ki lo kol ha'lavim she'betorah shavim be'enei abriyos. But for some reason, certain averis have mazel, and certain averis don't have mazel. Right? Same thing with mitzvahs. Right? Sviras ha'omer has mazel. L'shem yichud, hinim uchad mezuman. Tachnun has no mazel. Has no mazel. Okay, some go'onim say it's a reshus, but I don't think that's the reason. Right? So some parts of tefillah have mazel, some doesn't have mazel. Parts of mitzvahs. Says the Gra, some averis have mazel that people think, oh, that's an avera. Everybody stays away from there. And some don't. Ki yesh lavim sheholam nizer b'mad ma'od. There are some lavim that everybody holds of. These kagon ve'es hachazir lo sochlu, eating pig. If somebody's eating pig, they know they're doing something wrong, right? Eating a piece of chazir, that's the ultimate in not kosher, right? The famous question of, does it have any pig in it? No. Okay, I'm eating it. Chas v'shalom, you should have such an attitude, right? But that's pig. Nobody eats pig. That's a very rich avera. It's a very rich avera because everybody holds of it. There's nothing richer than the pig. That means the isser of eating chazer. But there's nothing poorer than the dog. What's the dog? What avera is the dog? That's the other Gemara. Anybody who speaks lashon hara is roi lashlicha leklavim. Meidach yishlav chomer mizeh arbei v'kalu b'nei adam u'kitzchok nechshavu b'neihem. Could go on the daber lashon hara. Speak lashon hara. We don't take it so seriously. Okay, it's true. You're going to find out anyway. He does it in public. How many excuses could we have for what we say? Hakol yirei men. Nobody's worried about lashon hara. That's what it means. There's nobody poorer than the dog because the dog is the avera of lashon hara. That's Rav Papa's secret statement. There's nobody poorer than the dog, and there's nobody richer than the chas. We continue. Pasuk, towards the end, after Tzaras, has many halachas of Tamei and Tahar people. Zav and Zava, man and woman who have some type of sickness, some type of disease, where they have some type of flow coming out of them, abnormal, some type of disease. And the Medrash says that these also could be messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sicknesses, certain sicknesses, we don't know what these diseases are anymore. But, says the Medrash, Isa B'Medrash Rabba, source 13. Hadahu Dechziv. What is this pasuk about Zav and Zava, these sicknesses that God inflicts upon people? Uzacharis Baracha B'mei B'charusecha. Remember your Creator when you are young. Vitznan. What does Zav and Zava have to do with young people? Let's see. Vitznan, Achavi ben Malal Omer, Achavi ben Malal says, Histakel b'shloshu dvarim bein atabal idei avera. Look at three things and you won't come to sin. May ayin bata, where did you come from? La'anata holeich, where are you going? You're going to the grave. L'miyata azali didi v'cheshbin, who are you going to stand in front of Hashem? All these amazing chazals of what we're supposed to think about to get us to be on the right, the straight, and the narrow. Skip a couple of lines. After a few lines of chizuk, the Medrash tells us, line 13, Kol Elu B'yimei Ziknuso. All of these types of philosophical encouragements. Think where you're going, think where you came from. That's good B'yimei Ziknuso. That will inspire a Zakein. Avo B'yimei Bachruso, when somebody is younger, Imchata Loke B'zibas V'saras. Then a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them something physical to teach them. Lefichach, Moshe Mazir is Yisrael v'Omer Lahem ki ish ish ki yezav mipsaro. What exactly does the Medrash mean by saying that there's all this la'ana toleich l'fnei miyata asa liti did v'cheshbin? The Medrash says, oh, that's only b'mei ziknuso, b'mei bachruso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you tzaras and ziva. What does that mean? Says Rav Sternbach here in Tam V'das, line 17. V'nira mikan yisod gadol b'kochas nafsha shel adam. This Medrash is telling us the Yisod, that at different stages of our lives, we are inspired in different ways. And we have to realize that we must educate ourselves differently at different stages of our life. And what inspires and motivates a young person is not what is needed. to what is inspiring for an old person, and maybe is counterproductive for an older person who will just not deal with pain as much. And yet, philosophizing with a teenager might not be as productive as talking about hashkafa to somebody in their later years. Says Rav Sternbach, V'nilman mizeh darki ha'ara la'adam, la'haskiras chovaso ba'olamo. How do we motivate? How do we encourage? How do we uplift? It all depends. When somebody's younger, they're not thinking about la'ana taholeich. So the Medrash says, Saras, Ziva, give him a smack. Give him a, not literally, Chas v'Shalom, but, right, Bruach Nurim HaFemesbo, right, a young person thinks we're on top of the world. Urasichas Damo Atosis Bekirbo, there's nothing that can stop me. V'eino Margish Ezal Tzarche V'Tavas Gufo, nothing can stop me on top of the world, I can do whatever I want. You're going to give me a shear that's going to teach. I got many years to worry about that. Don't talk to me about that now. Lefichach Ribbono La'orah B'divrei Musar, Aleinu L'lamdo Gufo Mao, you gotta give a physical patch of Sara'as and of Ziva. Right? Me'echa notes alana toholeich. Right? That's not happening. That's not happening. To, you gotta, it's old fashioned. It's not gonna hit the mark. But as a person gets older, line 25, Biziknuso shi'imai kocho v'yachsar b'tivo amezeg, ein sarach ziva, shi'yargish afsias gufo. You don't need ziva. You don't need a physical message from God as one gets older in years. Then you just start thinking more. You start thinking more and you start realizing that life is passing by and we have to try to take advantage of it. That's the message of the Medrash. Zav mi psaro. Different stages of life require different encouragements, and this applies to a parent knowing how to deal with children, applies to teachers, applies to rabbis, applies to ourselves. We have to know what motivates us. This idea relates to something I said in a Parsha Shir about 4 years ago. Thought I mentioned it again. It's been a while. And that is a thought that Rav Pinkas says in his Haggadah on Amar Blazer ben Azariah. Hayriani kivin shivim shana. I'm like 70 years old. He was really 18. But magically, he grew a white beard overnight so that he wouldn't look 18 years old. Says Rav Pinkas, why is it, if we could ask the question, that, in Yonah Diyoma, Svira, why is it that somebody younger has a black beard, and somebody older has a white beard. In general, there are those who go gray young, there are those who keep their black. Right, so, is there a message that we can learn from that? White is older. Mativam shel shnei tzvaim elu. Ask Rav Pinkas, what's the message of these two colors? Says Rav Pinkas, shachar v'lavan hem atzvaim ha'yichidim she'enam tzvaim ba'atzmusam. Black and white are the only colors that are not colors, ba'atzmusam. They're different than all the other colors. The other colors take the light and reflect it in a certain way, and, you know, they absorb, and then they throw out the colors of the light. Shachor, black. Tseva shachor, tmunim be'etzam kolatzvayim. Really, all the colors are in black. Lachain, meaning, kishayelad mekashkeshim tzvayim rabimu mugavanim. In our younger stage of life, the world is open to us. We're filled with all the colors. We could do everything. We could do whatever we want. We could do anything. The whole world is open. Tseva lavan in yano hafoch. White is just the opposite. Ba'atzmusohu makori v'tahor mikol tseva gavon. White is really no color. It's clear. It's pure. Hatseva lavan hu davar be'etzim shorash adavar b'taharaso. It's pure. It lets light in and go through. Says Rav Pinkas, Adam tsa'ir balzakin shachar yosheva lomeid. Black. What does black symbolize? He can do whatever he wants. He could go for a life of olam haba. He could go for a life of kavod. He could be a rosh yeshiva. He could run after parnasa. He could do tanugim. That's what shachar symbolizes. You have all the colors. You have everything. Go in all different directions. And that's a tsa'ir munach b'limudo. But as a person gets older, it becomes clear. There's more clarity of thinking as we get older. Seva, zikna, all the different levels. And we realize our redifa is not after parnasa, and our redifa isn't after tanugim. Those are all means. Everything life is a means. Madua b'chalofan ulomeid misiba achad v'yechida. Why do I learn when I'm older? Not because I want to become a Rosh Hashiva. Not because I want to be called this and people should ask me questions. Not because, oh, I want to become a very smart. I learn for one reason, because this is what I do in life. This is how I get close to God. Things become clear as we go through life. That's the color of white. And that's what Rav Sternbach says, different stages of our life, we react differently. Finally, the last thought for the evening is on the Haftorah. On the Haftorah, the Meshech Chachma on the Haftorah. What Haftorah do we read? We read the story of the four lepers. If you remember the story, Parshas Metzora, Haftorah for Parshas Metzora, Malachim Beis, V'arba'an Hashem Hayim Metzora'im, Pesach HaShar, there were four lepers at the door of the Shar, V'yom Rishal Re'eyu, Mo'an Achma Yoshebo, and Masnu, what are we sitting here? Till we, they were sitting outside the walls, right? And the camp of Bnei Yisrael were inside, and they were surrounded by the enemy. So it was a famine. The one says to the other, if we go to the city, there's a famine. If we sit here, we're going to die. Let's go to Aram who's surrounding us, and we'll see if there's a salvation. We'll see if there's a salvation, and they continue. That story is used in Masechet Sanhedrin. This story of the Saras. Where is it used? Because the beginning of that story, there was a famine. And there was a man that did not have too much faith. And he says to Elisha, we're all going to die. And Elisha says to him, you look in the Meshech Chachma, line 17. Vayomer Elisha, Shimu Dvar Hashem. Ko Amar Hashem, Ko Eis Machar, Sa'as Solas B'Shekel, V'Sasayim. These are the psukim before our Haftorah. But Elisha says, sir, there's going to be so much food, the price is going to be so cheap, there's going to be so much. And the Shalish says to him, Vayalam Shalish Hashem HaMelech Nishan HaYado, Esi Shalakim HaYomer, Hinei Hashem Oseh Arubos Bashamayim, Hayyeh HaDavar Hazeh, yeah, right. Yeah, right, God will have bring us all the food. Yeah, right. I don't believe it. Vayomer, you know what Elisha says? You know what? You're going to see it, and you're not going to get to enjoy it. And as we know, the story continues, and writes, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed the nace, there was plenty of food, everybody was going to get the food, this Shlish saw it, and he was trampled to death. This is the story. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, beginning of Perek Chelech, quotes this story as the source for Midah Kenegan Midah. The Gemara says, now the beginning of the Meshech Chachma, if somebody denies the principle of Tchiyas HaMeisim, he will not become alive in Tchiyas HaMeisim. Who kafar b'Tchiyas HaMeisim? Who lo yichya b'Tchiyas HaMeisim? Mida k'neged mida. What's the source? The story of the lepers. Ask the Meshech Chachma. We had a way to say from Malachim Beis to get an example of mida k'neged mida. You couldn't find one in the Torah? Or in Yoshua, or Shoftim, or Shmuel Aleph, and Beis, and Malachim Aleph? There's no mida k'neged mida in all of those stories. You had a way to Malachim Beis to get a mida k'neged mida? Says the Meshech Chachma, running out of time, so I'll just say it quickly, you could read it. Says the Meshech Chachma, no, there's a deeper connection. It's not just Mida Keneged Mida. But if you think about it, says the Meshech Chachma, which is a greater nes? A baby being born or Tchiyas HaMeisim? Says the Meshech Chachma, a baby being born is a much bigger nes. Because a baby born, it's basically Yesh Me'ayin. You have a little drop, and everything is formed from this baby. Everything is formed. That's an unbelievable miracle. What's Tchiyas HaMeisim? The body disintegrated and everything's there. It's just going to come back together. We're just used to babies being born more than people getting up from the graves. But it's not that it's a greater miracle. If we really believe that God is in charge of everything, as the Meshech Chachma writes at the beginning of Pachukosai, which we mentioned in the past, he relates to it here. He says, then Tchiyas HaMeisim is not something, of course, it's much simpler. It's just gathering of parts that are far away bringing close. Says the Meshech Chachma, this Shalish said, it's impossible that God will bring food from all over the place to this spot. He can't bring everything together. Right? That's how price will go down. If supply goes up, so the price is going to go down. So says the Meshech Chachma, you know why this example is given? Because this is exactly what Tchiyas HaMeisim is about. If somebody denies Tchiyas HaMeisim, that's basically what the Shlish did. He denied that God could take what's there already and just to bring it to a certain spot. That's Tchias HaMeisim, which is a less of a miracle than a baby being born in the first place. That's why the Gemara Dafka learns Mida Keneged Mida from this story of the four lepers. Because this is specifically the same idea of Mida Keneged Mida, Tchias HaMeisim, is a bringing together of parts. It's not Yesh Miyayin. Maybe another Moser Haskell for us is to realize that a baby being born is an even greater than miracle than Tchias HaMeisim. And we should not say it's run of the mill, and we should realize that every little act, every little creation is a tremendous miracle, even greater than Tchias HaMeisim. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a good Chodesh as we make our way into Chodesh Iyar.